Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is WWJ All Local.
More road closures now in place for the NFL draft. WWJ's Michelle Pena in the 24-hour traffic center with the details on the fifth and final phase, Michelle.
Yes, Jonathan, this final round of NFL draft road closures in downtown is finally upon us. And the final phase is actually a two-part project. The first set of closures began overnight and now include Woodward Avenue closed both directions for the entire stretch from I-75 Fisher Freeway Service Drive all the way down to Larned. Also, the Lodge southbound exit ramp to Larned completely closed through Sunday morning. And new closures around Greektown also include Monroe Street between Brush and St. Antoine, Bobien from Lafayette to Macomb Street also closed. And of course, most of the roads surrounding Campus Martius Park and Hart Plaza already closed. Now, that second round of this final phase of closures is scheduled to begin after midnight tonight and will run through Sunday. I'll have another update at 7:08 from the WWJ Traffic Center.
Not only will Detroit be filled with football fans, but there's also going to be baseball at Comerica Park. The Tigers open a three-game home series against Kansas City on Friday.
You know, make a plan. If you can, you know, take public transportation, it's going to be the best way to get down here and really enjoy everything that's happening, you know, for the draft. It's such a fun way to, you know, kind of explore a city and walk around and enjoy all the things going on. And then, of course, coming into the ballpark.
Tigers marketing VP Katie Jackson says this is quite a time in Detroit.
Makes it really the ultimate sports weekend. Like, I can't imagine something any better than to be around. You know, the draft is always such a, it's almost like a holiday. It's such a special time for fans of really all sports, but to have it here in Detroit is so cool. And to be able to be a part of, you know, draft and then come to baseball games, I can't think of a better way to spend your weekend.
Friday's game against the Royals is at 1:10, Saturday a 6:10 start, and Sunday's first pitch is at 1:40 p.m. The player at the center of one of the scariest moments in NFL history is working to save lives now in Metro Detroit. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin, who suffered a cardiac arrest and collapsed on the field last year, is going to be in Detroit this weekend, offering free CPR training and giving out AEDs. It's part of his Chasing M's Foundation CPR tour, happening on Saturday at the Corner Ballpark in Corktown. Hamlin tells WWJ that CPR and AED training makes you a superhero.
Sudden cardiac arrest is one of the leading deaths in youth sports. And obviously knowing how to perform CPR and knowing how to use an AED helps give those children the same opportunity that I was provided with. When a bystander steps in and uses an AED, the survival rate increases 50%.
The event happening from 10 to 2 is open to young athletes, families, coaches, and teachers. The woman accused of driving drunk when her vehicle crashed into Swan Boat Club in Monroe County Saturday. She's not only facing numerous charges, she's now the target of a lawsuit. WWJ's Mike Campbell live on the story. Mike?
Attorneys for Mariah Dodds and her son, JP, are suing Marcella Tedester and Verna's Tavern in Newport for gross negligence leading to the deaths of 4-year-old Zane and 8-year-old Alana Dodds. This past Saturday, when allegedly Tedester drove an SUV into the Swan Boat Club, 15 people were injured, 9 others besides the Dodds were hospitalized. The lawsuit against the tavern alleges that they served alcohol to Tedester with her knowing that she was drunk when she came in or under the influence, and then she got behind the wheel and drove, and that the tavern should have provided alternative transportation for Tedester. The tavern denies any wrongdoing. Tedester's attorney has said this rush to judgment for being drunk while driving is inaccurate, and they plan to defend her in court. Reporting live, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
Charges have been filed against 3 teens in connection with a fight outside a high school that injured a police officer in Warren. 18-year-old Denasia Kennedy Johnson, 18-year-old Xavier Jones, and a 17-year-old are facing several charges, including assaulting a police officer. The fight occurred Monday afternoon at Lincoln High School. As officers were trying to arrest one of the teens, two of them allegedly assaulted the officer. He was taken to the hospital in serious condition. 3 billboards in Michigan that were allegedly displaying images of Hitler and a racist message have been taken down. The billboards were removed by the company BillboardForMe.com, which said the images and wording violated its terms of use. Over the weekend, an unidentified social media user posted images of the billboards to the X account White Lives Matter Michigan. Billboard for Me officials issued an apology and added that they now have better safety protocols in place. Well, 2 of the nation's best high schools right here in Metro Detroit.
2 Metro Detroit high schools have been ranked by U.S. News and World Report as some of the best in the country. Oakland International Academy in Bloomfield Hills scored a spot as the 8th best high school in the U.S. The International Academy of Macomb in Clinton Township comes in at 13. High test scores in math, science, and reading earned both schools the honor. Looking at the top high schools in all of Michigan, clearly those 2 top the list, but Metro Detroit has got lots of representatives in the top 10. Ipsy's Washtenaw International High School is number 4. Troy, Northville, and Rochester Adams are 6, 7, and 8. The 10 spot goes to Ann Arbor Skyline. Luke Sloan, WWJ News Radio 950.
One of the rarest feats in sports happened over the weekend in Dexter.
Well, everyone dreams of sinking a hole-in-one. That became a reality for one Bloomfield Hills freshman over the weekend. Hudson Mills, the site in Dexter, and up steps Lucas Dostal on a par 4.
He came over the hill. He and his foursome were looking for his ball, and they couldn't find it. And so they assumed that, you know, it had plugged or something. So he hit a provisional ball up onto the green and then found his ball in the hole. And so then I was just pulling up, and he came running over, and he's like, "Hey, coach, I think I got a hole in one, but do I have to play my provisional?"
That's Coach David Lumsden. Lucas couldn't believe it either.
Stepped up to the tee, hit a great drive. I was just surprised.
Even for longtime observers of the game, like his coach, it was a day to remember as well.
First time I've been golfing for years, and it's the first time I've ever seen it. So pretty amazing.
Jeremy Otto, WWJ News Radio 950.
The NFL draft forced Detroit police to move their drug take-back day, but Michigan State Police want you to know that theirs is still going on this weekend. People can dispose of unwanted medications at any Michigan State Police post from 10 to 2 on Saturday. MSP's event coincides with National Drug Take-Back Day.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds.
What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs.
Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.